yeah, well, it's a good morning.
Back again. Oh. Yeah. Back again. Excuse me one second, guys. Sorry. Back again.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute. We almost got jumped today. Kevin said, when am I getting another episode? Hey. We love how y'all hold us accountable.
I love that. I do. Ooh. I do. I can't be upset with it.
That's all.
We did go on this journey, so gotta stick to it.
I made it. Another day's journey. But I'm still here. They doing quartets for choir tomorrow.
Really?
Yes. They did them. They got a men's one, which is the main dudes you see on stage, and a girl. Then the girls with some of the main girls you see, plus Adia.
Okay. I'm excited for tomorrow.
But I need them to understand that Rock City and Adia, I love you dearly. That girl voice is the Michelle Williams and a Candy. Her voice gonna punch through every time because it's so different. And she's a soprano, a first soprano at that. So she overpowers everybody.
Cut her mic down.
But that's just how it was in practice. I don't know how practice went for y'all today, but I hope it went well.
Did they practice in the
They're practicing at the arena today.
Okay.
Right now. 7 o'clock.
I'm about to say, look at the port. Start it over.
I could have actually could have went.
Start it over. Let me hear it again.
Can I come back to practice again? Just to watch?
Let me hear it again. From the top.
From the top.
From the top, please. Tennis only. And see, I hear you. I don't hear you. Yeah. That's what they need. They need some other direction.
And when they be up there, whenever they're up there practicing, our regular choir practice back in the day, when they talk and have a conversation with other people, everybody else is silent. Mm-hmm. They be up there talking. I was, y'all ain't got hit yet.
And they got thrown in here.
Ain't nothing got thrown in here.
That's crazy. Talking. Y'all talking. They can't hear me. Hey. But I'm excited. I think it's gonna be good.
What time are you getting
now? What? 9? 8:30? 9?
Those open at 9:30. So you trying to get a good seat.
Trying to get a good
seat. And we gotta get a parking spot.
We do gotta fight for parking. Sleep? No, I'm not sleeping in no parking lot, bitch.
That's crazy. It ain't that deep for me.
Everybody else seem to do it. Shit. Every fucking Sunday, a nigga sleeping in the parking lot. That's when they trying to be his churches, boy. I'm just... Who are these people? They must go to the 9 a.m. service.
They can't be. They gotta be at the 9 a.m. service.
They got to be. But then I wonder, did they just get back on the road home?
Possibly.
That's crazy. They ain't
not washing their ass no nothing.
Which is why I'm very excited for him to get like the little dormitory things. I hope they y'all please don't. The man is creating dorms for people who are coming out of town to be able to rest their noggin if they need help. And then to rest their noggin to come to the church. Things that should not happen in these dorms.
40K?
Hello. Drugs.
Heavy on the drugs.
Alcohol. Y'all better not hunch on them folks. Holy ground.
You know they are.
Please. Do not hunch on them folks. Holy ground. That is not...
You had to think about it, huh?
Yes, it is.
You had to think about it, huh? It is.
Do not hunch on the folks' holy ground, please. That is a child. Imagine you trying to get your rest to be at the 9 a.m. service so you can get back on the road. Not-
Jesus. like this Hollywood. Huh?
Oh God, that is so bad.
Yeah, this place overflowing. Water! Bless the loot. Oh, bless the loot.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, that's not right. That's not right. I just know people are. They're going to do it.
This is why they
are going to do it.
This is why he destroys Sodomic
Gomorrah. Yeah, because y'all were whores. Y'all were whores. Everything get blamed on the pumps. But it's because y'all were whores. Y'all were unhospitable. And whores.
What they said the Lord was. Remember Cinderella? With the fairy godmother. Uh-huh. That's all I could do to get it. Boo, the bippity boo. That's how they said the Lord was back in the Old Testament. Just blowing shit up.
Jehovah. You piss God off and see what happens. Make him mad and see what happens. We'll just start over.
We'll just start this shit
Go over. To the next city. God used to be on tour.
Yeah, I don't like this.
I don't like what y'all did. We're gonna start over to the next one. Choose your best three out of this town.
Let me over choose your best three.
Choose your best three out of this town. They're gonna tell the story, okay? Yeah. And then we're gonna move on.
We're gonna move.
That on. Is.
Y'all got them?
That is all funny.
Right.
Need to hurry up and start over. I think I'm one of the best three. I'll tell the story.
The Book of Patrick.
Yeah. Yeah.
This shit from your point of view gonna be crazy.
Heavy on us. Let me tell you about this fuck shit. Imagine having to start all the way back from fucking slavery. That's crazy. That's a long book.
Start all the way back over from slavery.
That's a long book. That's a long ass book.
What was that? Over 40 years?
Yeah, yeah.
No, over 200 years. U.S. slavery.
Oh, yeah. I don't know nothing about England.
Yeah, U.S. slavery over 200 years.
I don't know nothing about them. I don't know them.
Surprised we ain't collapsed yet. You know, empire only lasts 200 years.
Well, I mean, look at where we are now. Just look at us.
Collapsing?
On each other. Worse than the Empire State Buildings.
Great men to trade centers.
Whatever. I don't know. We were still in school during 9/11, so I can't speak for everybody else. It was a regular day down in 251. When people be like, oh my God, they shut us down. They had us rushing home.
Who? For what?
Who? The 251 was still in school. That ain't got nothing to do.
I was only two though, so I was big chillin' with my auntie.
I was what, one? No, I was six, seven. I was what, 2001? 2001?
Mm-hmm.
I was six.
Yeah.
First grade. First grade, that was September.
First grade.
It was a regular day. It was a regular day. I remember nap time specifically. We still had recess that day. I don't know what everybody else was talking about. I don't.
That happened in New York.
Right.
This is Mobile.
This is Mobile. We don't have nothing to do with over there. The high points of hitting. New York. Washington. L.A. You know.
What was they going to after?
I don't fucking know. I know where they wasn't coming. And that was to the fucking BAM.
I ain't none here.
They wasn't coming to the BAM.
So good thing about living in Birmingham, we ain't got to worry about what they might do to Atlanta. So, because it's a major city. It's a heavy import city at that.
Man, fuck it.
And we in Birmingham. I mean, they don't blow up Atlanta. Huh. That's crazy.
Wild.
Ain't nothing here for them to get hold of.
We ain't got nothing but cows. There's a hookah bar. They want to
smoke.
They want to smoke some.
Go roll them something up with a YN or something.
They
see.
24/5? Yes, I'm taxing. Did y'all see the tariffs? The fuck? 24/5? I think that's reasonable. In other news,
speaking of America and the collapse of this, and us fighting each other, Frisco, Texas. Girl, you know they said there was supposed to be a some type of protest today, and all the black folks talking about some protest.
Where are all these protests coming from?
I don't know. Apparently, they're supposed to be protesting down there for Carmella, but black people like.
Okay, we didn't ask for that. We didn't ask for that. We didn't know. His parents didn't ask for that.
It's the whites trying to rally.
I love that for them.
And
I love what I would love to put. Pardon me, excuse me. A pin on. There has been no police presence.
At any of these riots?
None of them.
Well, protests, riots, same shit.
None of them. None of them.
None of it was coverage either.
I just want them to start. I want them to treat these rallies and riots like they do them Ravens games. When shit don't go right, y'all need to flip somebody's car over. What are we doing? They outside saying ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. That ain't even for y'all. That's not even for y'all. One white lady was out there swiveling her damn hips.
Turn me around.
You know exactly what I'm out there swiveling her goddamn hips.
I love that for her.
I do too. But that wasn't even for y'all.
I love that for them. They don't fucked around, find out. And the problem is, white people will always vote against their own self in the name of racism. To make yourself feel like you're better than somebody else, and you're really not. The same shit that's gonna fuck everybody else up is gonna fuck you up too. Bitch, you was Paul.
All this stuff just to say, I don't want them to have it, and that is wrong.
Student loans,
morally wrong.
Paying for college, credit, redlining.
I hate that. That's tacky behavior. And I hate the people who did vote correctly have to suffer, but like, I don't know, it's kind of like you just buckle up and enjoy the ride.
You just buckle up and enjoy the fucking ride.
Yeah. And I am buckled.
I'm just here.
And silent.
I'm just here. Things are still getting paid for.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the time to not add anything new to your plate.
Amen. Amen.
Take a trip. Do something. Do something else. Don't go out and buy shit else new. And it's to come and talk to. What's that fucking cat?
Yeah, because girl, he got that fucking bowl and goddamn fork, spoon, whatever it is, sitting on that fucking floor.
Oh, ain't nothing in it.
Nah, ain't nothing in it. That's why it made that sound it just made. Cause ain't nothing in it. But he just got it sitting there on the floor as if there's not an animal in that room.
Huh. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. White people.
Niggas.
You know, I know we was gonna talk about Carmella. You know what I hate?
Which hate?
Niggas that try to ally themselves with whiteness so hard and they end up getting rejected and hurt in the end, then try to run back to black people, then they don't get no type of like acceptance. It's my guy today. And it's mainly you gays.
That was a hard pivot.
You know, I feel like everybody don't talk enough about Carmella. We know what's going on. Let's hit this topic right here.
That was a hard pivot, yeah.
That baby, we praying for you. We gonna hit this right here. Mm-hmm. Because you thought you was good over there, huh?
Thinking the grass is greener on the other side.
Also, white girls, most of y'all men be gay anyway.
Okay.
Sorry. I've been talking to Kenya too much. It's all right.
It seems like it's on your heart.
You know, Kenya been making sense in that goddamn group lately about these white folks. So I just been, you know what? Hell yeah.
It's on your heart. It's on your heart. I'm here to listen.
Because it just don't make sense. They all do it. They all do it.
It's so funny because we were literally talking about a former coworker, and I didn't catch on who they were talking about at first. Until they was talking about how he dressed, you know, buff, very buff man, very buff, very fit man. Of course he dates, married to, I don't know, a white woman. I thought she was regular white. Child, she foreign. I said, Paul?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That boy shorts be so tight. Maybe we'll argue
the fact that, bitch, I didn't go to Target. How the hell I saved $223.75? Who the fuck using my Target shit? But I ain't been to Target in since.
Who's been to Target lately? Somebody's stealing, because we... Bitch, I beg your pardon. Where that purchase was made?
Decatur, Miata. What's in Decatur? Me out of use my Target circle.
Oh.
Girl, why are you at Target? We not supposed to be there.
I was finna crank up my car, about to say that's crazy. How far is Decatur? that's crazy. 82 miles.
Oh, I had to look at what she done bought.
Would have made it just in time. Oh, that's straight up. That is straight up. That's crazy. Oh, wait, hold on. Hell nah. First off, that's why do we have a fucking Decatur, Alabama?
Yeah, but girl, and then.
Sorry, 141.
April 23rd.
We made it in time.
Who the hell done bought a Lana Del Rey?
This is crazy.
Excuse me, McBitch? Yeah, it's.
You may want to talk to them.
I'm going to talk to somebody. Because who the fuck purchased that? And when was it purchased?
This is why we don't link our cards to things, people.
Yeah, my card ain't linked to things.
Also, when we share accounts with people and tell them, yeah, it's fine, it's cool. Be mindful. Because a bitch just may go to the store and ain't told you shit, and now your points gone. Now, you see, you could have used them points.
My points ain't gone, it's just bitches buying shit.
Whoever. You could have used whatever that is. Whenever we decide to go back to Target. Yeah, I wish Target would act right. I miss her.
Who the hell?
Y'all ever had a blueberry muffin from Target? Just me?
Yeah.
Y'all don't eat blueberry muffins?
I do, but...
Target has a bomb blueberry muffin. And like... I just don't know. Like, this has been a hard 4 months, if not 5, of not going to Target. And I'm going to need therapy at some point. Because where else am I supposed to go? I get my moisturizer from Target. I'm sure I could find it on Amazon, but see, here's the point with that. I can't keep giving Amazon all my money. Because then what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do with that? I need help. I have grown very fond of the Sheen, though I have not ordered yet. But I like what I see. The pieces do look cheaply made. Shouts out to China. Shout out to them. And their Who?
Oh, it was just in my car.
I know damn well.
What?
You ain't hit them yet? You ain't had them?
You ain't heard them folks yet?
See,
this is why I like ASOS, though, sister. Use ASOS. I love ASOS.
You know, I normally do use ASOS. But see, here's my thing.
Or the gate.
Here's my thing. Because ASOS isn't expensive. It's not expensive. But.
Depending on what you buy.
$5. Versus 12.
You're gonna be pissed off at the material.
I only need it for that week. 250 versus 10.
You're just gonna do it after you finish with it. Take it to the Goodwill.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know,
there's only so much one can do with some things. Yeah. And I literally, like, just need somewhere.
Sit your ass down!
Oh.
Shut up!
This is so going straight to hell.
He ain't in there, is he?
No.
Oh.
He left when y'all went.
I'm tired of the hearing that damn camera. I'm gonna scratch at that motherfucker. I'm about to go launch that hole out the window. I'm gonna do what motherfucker should have did when he had Simba. You know, the little.
You know, that's crazy that you was thinking that and I was thinking something completely opposite.
What was you thinking?
It's a the Tyler Perry movie.
I feel bad.
But that's what I thought of first. And I feel so bad. Cause Lion King did not cross my skull. That did.
Huh. Set the scene.
Of that or the movie?
Of that. The Tyler Perry. Let's go.
So you know in the Poor Color Girls? Mm-hmm. So you know when they were arguing and he got jealous, you know, of the kids, of his kids. And so he then took them and like
dropped them out the window.
Hung them first. And then while she was trying to, you know, get to him, he just kinda like dropped them. I just found that was so like anticlimactic because like dude, you could just took them out and be like, ah, like since you care on so much, go catch them bitches. And you too, though. Wrong? Absolutely.
Are you gay?
How you gonna ask me?
Cause bitch, I gotta walk back into the topic. Cause girl. Also, when it comes to the white, I mean the black dudes trying to date white, have you ever noticed they aesthetically change their body too?
They do what?
They change their entire aesthetic.
Oh yes, absolutely. Cause we know the desirability on black bodies matters. And not saying that bigger bodies are not liked, but when you think about dating out and who looks for black bodies, they do go for a specific type of aesthetic on the body specifically. Like specifically, if the guy is bigger, it still has to be a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you can't be sloppy like them.
Yeah, it has to be like big, stocky, but still like muscular.
Mm-hmm.
And then more oftentimes than not, they can't be a bottom.
They can't be a bottom.
Maybe first, but they can't be a bottom. They can't be a bottom. I think the only that I've seen. And it's that couple, I think I blocked them. Yeah, I ended up blocking them because I'm just not interested. And he was like, when we first started dating, he felt that he had to be the top because he was black. And that his partner, of course, had to be the bottom because, you know, he was white and more feminine, like, looking and presenting. And then they just kind of, like, made a change because the black guy was more interested in bottoming. He just felt like he had to be the top. And he's a bigger guy. Like, it's not even like muscular, whatever. It's like he's a bigger, well, he's stocky, but he's a bigger guy. And the other guy is like chiseled, buff, yeah. He letting that woman climb his back.
I just can't do it. And if people be like, oh, you know, you shouldn't think like that, shouldn't be like that, why not?
Shouldn't be like what?
Love is love, is it? Is it? Or are you someone's fantasy?
Heavy on a fantasy. I just... One has to think about how they have grown up. And typically speaking, you're just not going to naturally build an attraction for things that you don't have in your area. It just doesn't happen. Society comes into play and how we address things. Case in point, there's a video that was put on TikTok. This lady put her son on there. Was saying, oh, my baby got all the girls. That child only hugged those white girls. But see, when that little black girl, dark-skinned black girl, went to hug him, he went the other direction. And she had to chase him to get a hug. And he still did not hug her back. He just stood there. But those white girls, oh, he hugged each one of them. And see, those are things we have to look at. That right there. Because that's society teaching.
Yeah. It's a diagram on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Oh. But when it comes to these bags and dating these...
Because you know what pissed me off today? Mm. When we was in fucking American Eagle. And this is where this is stemming from. The white boy? As soon as you got up ready to go to the register, he walked his happy ass off. But sounded, talked, and moved.
Mm-hmm. Like that of a black. Uh-huh. I mean, it didn't bother me.
That's crazy. I'm happy it didn't because it bothered the
fuck. No, it didn't bother me. And because if it bothered me, I would have said something.
No.
Because the manager was right there and she was a black woman. And it takes me nothing to pull a bitch together. It don't take me none of mine. But I didn't care. One, because hearing his vernacular talking to the people he was helping before, I don't care to have that interaction because my only look at you is going to be, why do you have that vernacular? Where did it come from? Because it doesn't belong to you. It doesn't even sound natural coming out of your throat. So why do you have it? What are you doing with it? Why is it present in the workplace? Especially. And then I specifically don't care for white people to touch my things. I make no qualm about not having white. I don't have that.
You don't.
I don't have that. I don't convene in those spaces. I don't bring them into mine. I get to looking crazy if a bitch is too light-skinned. I literally just had this conversation with one of my employees. We were talking about dating and things like that. And he was like, okay, like, biracial. And I was like, I didn't have to ask how you grew up. Now, given, I can kind of tell by how you move, converse, go about things. But I do have to ask, who raised you? Who is white? Because if it's your mother, I'm divesting. I will divest. Because your upbringing is going to be such a stark difference and key upon whiteness that, yes, you're seeking to date black, but why? That why it's gonna hold me in a place. Because what did that white woman teach you? What did you pick up from her? What did you pick up from her family? Was this a two-parent household? I can see that. Maybe. But even then, there'll be certain parallels there of blackness and whiteness that will clash. And you're probably gonna say something ignorant versus having a black mom and a white dad. There's a difference between white mom, black dad.
You know what's crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You can tell when one is which. You can tell when somebody has a white mom versus a black mom and a white dad versus a black dad.
Yes. Because
them children come out totally different.
Yes. Yes. The way they look, the way they speak, the way they act, everything about it.
Could be on the way they look.
Even what it looked. Everything about it is different. It's different. And so I asked the question. He was like, well, it still should matter. Yes, it should. It should. And it does. And I don't apologize for it. Which is why typically, for me, blackness is a requirement. It's not a preference. It's a requirement.
Did we have an episode on that?
We didn't. I think I touched on it, but I'll touch on it again. A preference, ladies and gentlemen. is I prefer oranges over apples. But I still like apples. But see, if I have to make a choice of which one I'm going to choose and or eat first before I eat the other, because I take both to work, it's going to be those oranges first, because I love oranges. But I'm going to fuck that apple up still.
Amen.
Because she's a cute girl, and don't let her be a little sweet, you know?
Really green. I like a good green apple.
I prefer a green apple.
For a green apple.
I really do prefer a green apple. Those Honey Crisp, if you ever want to make a real good ass apple pie,
this bitch of bacon.
Get those Honey Crisp apples. Let me tell you something. Those Honey Crisp apples are going to do it for you. Get you about 4 or 5 green apples and mix that up in there. God damn it. I'm going to make one this summer, sister. I'm going to make sure I get you a slice. But anywho, I still want the fucking apple. I just prefer to eat the fucking orange. But I still like the fucking apple. And no, it don't count if you fuck around and fix your throat and say, I mean, but, you know, I still kick it with a black girl. I still fuck one. Bitch, that's the same way the slave masters felt. Like, the fuck? No, I don't like you, but yeah, I fuck you. But I don't like, you see how stupid you fucking sound? Bitch, there ain't no fucking preference, you dummy hoe. But it's also not a preference. If I say I prefer oranges, but I refuse to eat an apple. You see, that's not a preference. That's not a preference. You see, that's a requirement.
That's a requirement.
And so for me and my house.
I just thought about something too.
Blackness is required.
Amen. You remember old baby that went back and forth with T.S. Madison on TikTok a couple weeks ago?
Cool.
Casanova Brown, whatever his name is.
With the you head. Know, I didn't watch.
You remember, you sent me the video. Remember when I said, I feel like he ends up dating outside of black. You sent me the video. He was like, I prefer.
Oh, yeah.
Men. Yeah. Well, I like all men, but I prefer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
Remember that opened up that window I told you about?
Yeah, it did open the window because he didn't specify. He did not specify at all. But, and my problem with that is, you cannot be pro-black. You cannot speak about being pro-black and what pro-blackness should be and what it looks like and how we need to come together and do this, that, and the third, and be seeking outside of thy blackness.
Amen.
It does not work that way. 1 + 1 does not equal 2 there. Bitch, it equals 6.
Yeah,
it don't work by... Red and pink. You see the difference there? They're along the lines. But see, there's a difference. But they're along the lines. And see, if you fuck around and add yellow, how did we get there? You gotta follow where we are. Roy G. Biv or whatever the fuck it is.
You it's gotta, Roy G. Biv.
Okay, amen. You gotta follow the fucking bitch. If red is here, which means that pink is somewhere in here, then orange, and then yellow. But bitch, if you go from red to pink to yellow, see, we have a problem.
There's a problem. You skipped.
You completely skipped. And for you niggas, it literally be, you're the red. The light-skinned bitches are the orange. And then the white hoes are the yellow. And see, ain't no room for the bitches that look like you in the red. You see, that's a problem for me. It's a problem for me. And these white gays do it too. They do it too. It'll never ever sit right in the skull to say, I'm not attracted to what looks like me. What do you mean that you're white and you're not attracted to white people? In what context and why? Because as soon as you lay it out on the line, it's going to look like a fetish. It's going to look like rebellion. That's what that looks like. Who are you upset at? Who do you want to make mad? And then to subject your children when you have them, because most of you bitches do, to that farce of a situation. Crazy. Crazy. But also, your ancestors did not take the ass whoopings they took for you to go and lay down with fucking Michael Myers. I'll be damned. I'll be damned. My great-grandfather did not lose his life for me to then go and lay with a white man. You are out of your head. My great-grandmother did not burn that store down and go on the run for her children and her children's children to lay with the whites they have laid with and procreated with. And yes, I know they listen. And I said what I said.
Oh, yeah, they do listen. Yeah, I was like, huh?
But my great-grandmother did not.
Let me tell you something. My great-grandmother didn't have a choice.
But see, that's different.
She was raped.
Right. That's different. But see, when you go out and make a conscious choice, that's just like, boom, I wouldn't say she's a boxer. Ronda Rousey, whatever her name is, whatever. People finding out that her grandfather or great-grandfather was one of the first black doctors that we've had. You know how disgusting that is? You built black wealth in that time period where you could have lost your fucking head, you and your family. And what did you do?
Go marry white.
Go marry as white as possible, or as light and as close to white as possible. And your children's children did the same and are doing the same. Making an acknowledgement to say, well, this is my grandfather. But you didn't see the importance of that blackness. You only see the importance in pointing that out. But not to make sure that that stays. Or at least, you know, restarts. At least. And then to say it and you do nothing to help black communities, black situations at all. Or when we talk about our scholars, because all of those married white people.
They did. Oh, Lord.
Couldn't be me. We are way off balance. We are way off topic.
We are so far from it.
So far off topic. See how tangent just started?
That's the purpose of the podcast, sister.
It is. Heavy on a pro-black. Heavy on a pro black.
I forgot we ain't got a camera.
I am black. Honey. Shout out to T. Shout out to T for that.
But yeah, y'all just be disturbing my soul. Y'all just be disturbing my soul. And then when y'all give the reasons on why y'all date white people, it never makes sense. And it never will. Because it just don't. What Tyler the Creator said? Because I look at black people as my brothers. You're like my
bitch,
brother.
The whole earth is technically under the eyes of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We are all brothers and sisters. Bitch, die. Bitch, die. No, first off, let me tell you about the conversation I had with one of my employees. She made fucking sense because we was talking about Easter. And so she was like, what that means? So you might have to, you know, bitch, I know what it means. Easter ain't Easter. That's why we, you know. She started talking about Noah's Ark. Let me tell you something. I ain't never heard some shit that makes so much fucking sense. And here's why. Because as much as people love to say that we're monkeys, nothing about us actually gives monkey. But we know who do look like monkeys. And when we think about, stay with me. Because I see the confusion. Stay with me. Y'all stay with me too. When we talk about other races and cultures, and when they get wet by water, why they smell the way they smell versus when we get wet, why we don't. That woman fucked around and said, because we are human. Natural humans. Completely humans. What made Noah's Ark so special is that not because he took two of each animals. It's because he took two of each woman, from each tribe, took the blood of them with those animals. And I think of how certain coaches look. And I think about how they smell naturally. And then how animals smell naturally.
You know, there was a scientific study that was done. Remember back in the day, they tried to say that black people were the original Neanderthals? Mm-hmm. Then they found out that white people had more in common with Neanderthals than they thought. And they tried to switch it up and make Neanderthals sound better than what they actually were. Actually, the Neanderthals really wasn't shit, and they were a bunch of savages. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they tried to make it look cute because it has some direct path to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this does make sense.
It made so much sense. She had me fucked up. Bitch, I drove the rest of the way to work in silence because I had never in all my fucking years put that fucking thought out there. The blood thing threw me off just a little bit, but she was cooking with grease. She was cooking with grease because we don't smell warm wet. We don't. Fucked me up. Fucked me up.
I want them to put that thing back on top of the pyramid so I can see what's really down there.
Put what on top of what pyramid?
You know, the top of the pyramid is actually in a museum, right? The top of the pyramids are in the museum. The very tip top.
White people steal everything.
And you know, there's suspensions.
White people steal everything.
So I feel like if they put the top back on, something's going to pop up.
Ah, I see what you're saying. I'm following. I'm following you.
They had everything.
Get my fucking tin cap.
Wow. I can't even do the little thing. Thing me through you. Thing me through you.
Gang, 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 gang.
That is funny.
Oh my god. What the fuck were you supposed to be talking about?
Donnie.
Jeez. Oh. Oh.
Mr.
You
McClurkin.
Sissy bitch. So, let me tell you something.
I'm about to grab a tea.
Of course you are. Bitch, I'm hungry again. I'm not gonna hold you.
A meal?
And are we going to change tonight?
Yeah, I was thinking about going like 1-2.
Amen. So yeah, meal. Nothing in between. Amen. Amen. So here's the thing. And it didn't dawn on me at first. It dawned on me later. So the clip is old. And when I say old, I'm talking about 2008, 2009.
I need more crack.
I'll get some more. Was that the last one?
Come
on. How many?
One.
I'll get some more.
Need my bits. I need to buy some.
It's an old video. It is an old video. But the message is, it stands true because of how much it can hurt. Mm-hmm. And what it can do when it gets out to the masses. But you'll be surprised you're not surprised by how many people agree. Because, like, I read some of the comments on the video, like, you know, this holds true today. Like, it's gotten even worse. And people like Donnie McClurkin ruffle me. Because here you are at your grown age. And at that time, Donnie was in his 50s. At that time. And when you get your ass on a pulpit and decide to speak against homosexuality, sometimes it is best to shut the fuck up. Because there are a slew of struggles for us as people, but that has never been won. And even if we want to go biblical, even though people love Leviticus, we do know and factually know that it is misquoted. But if we had to go through the Bible of every person that was delivered from something, whether it is Old or New Testament, homosexuality does not pop up. And do keep in mind that Jesus healed a homosexual that was ailed in pain, but he did not heal him of homosexuality, because that was not his ailment. That was not was his crutch. It was not his affliction, because it wasn't a problem. We as people make things a problem. And my thing with people like Donnie McClurkin is that you've been so hurt and have made it your mission to dedicate yourself and your life to the church that you have missed out on life.
Amen.
And understanding, and I feel with him when he speaks about the things he endured of being molested and being raped. I do. But that did not make you a homosexual. You are already a fag. Your uncle just chose to do wrong against you because he saw it in you and he felt that he could get away with it. But see, when we speak about things and make it seem like we've been delivered, because that was really a part of his message, being delivered. Donnie, it is very important to know that the church community, while very big, is very small. And people knew back then that you were a fag. People also knew back then that you made several trips to the Mississippi where you're from. And when we talk about these church conventions, nobody is a fucking fool. Because we know what happens at church conventions. We know what happens at vacation. Baby, I was at the church house too. I can tell you some things about vacation Bible school and what I done seen. From the adults, the teenagers and on below, I can tell you some things I done seen that go down in the church, in the back of the pew. Okay? Outside on the playground, at the church house. And fortunately, even in my adulthood, out of the four serious relationships I have had, two of them have been with men of the cloth. And let me tell you something. When they come down and visit these churches, even with their wives, and they go and they hang out with the pastors and the deacons and the ushers and the singers, they're not just smoking cigars and throwing back a fucking whiskey. Somebody's sucking cock. I have seen the messages. I have seen the video. Y'all make a mean video.
The video evidence is crazy.
Y'all make a mean video. They make a mean video. When I was dating one, I seen the messages. I'm talking, they was messaging on Facebook. He was in the pew messaging him, saying he couldn't wait to see him, knowing that you are a married man. Your children are here with you, and you are more concerned with seeing and sleeping with another man. And so for people like Donnie McClurkin, it boggles my mind. Because while you speak against, you solely perform. While no one knows, and yes, it's not their business to know, but it's also not your business either to condemn, because you don't have the right. We don't have the right to condemn. When we judge people, we are judging on the matters of how we feel as individual people, as how we feel as a worldly people. But God does not judge on the levels of man.
Amen.
He never has. On how we feel. God has never. And when you lay up at night and touch on yourself, you're not thinking of a woman. Most of you are not. Some of you who lay down with women are not thinking of them in the moment. Which is why a lot of y'all like trainees.
Okay.
The word says, specifically, Psalms 94 and 11. It will, for I know your inner thoughts. God knows your inner thoughts. Because who else would know them? In Jeremiah, what was that, 17 and 9? 17 and 11?
Somewhere right now.
What does it say? The heart of man is the most deceitful.
Amen.
And the most wicked. For who knows the true feelings of man's heart but God?
I want to be able to quote the Bible like that one day.
Huh. What'd I say? Oh, baby, I know the word. I know it. I may misquote by a little bit. Oh, but bitch, I know where I'm going. I'm going to be in the room.
Now I can say, you can give me a verse. and ask me what it means, and I can run it by.
Amen. Amen.
And I can, because what was this? It was Christian was working at Black people say Sherman Williams, but it's Sherman Williams.
I beg your whore and spark.
Yeah.
It's who?
I don't. Yeah.
Stop it.
It's Sherman Williams, not Sherman Williams. Black people are saying Sherman Williams. It's Sherman.
His mama named him Sherman.
His mama named him Sherman. And he was like, this one dude was like trying to go back and forth, like, about biblical talk and like stuff in the Bible. And Christian was like, I just had to walk away. I said, why you didn't call me? Because I would have ate that boy alive. Because he was talking about homosexuality and a bunch of other shit too. I thought I would have ate that boy alive.
It's such a sad case.
And I would have went to the Bible verse you were quoting, read what was before it and after it.
That's important.
Because you just cannot take that verse itself. You have to read it in its entirety.
Amen.
To get the understanding of what they're talking about.
Amen.
But like people like to use honor thy mother and thy father. The scripture after that says, parents do not provoke your children to anger as well.
Amen.
But we overlooked that one, huh? Weirdos. But you know, also the scriptures actually says, it does not say man should not lay with man as that lay woman, man should not lay with boy. Speaking of pedophilia, bitches. But yeah.
I want, because the video is out there. Well, mm-hmm. It's getting more widespread. And there are people who feel like they struggle with their identity in that. And we can't downplay their feelings.
Right.
But it does not help. Because when people don't have anything else, the first thing they turn to is darkness. And in that darkness lies the big S. Because that does drive people to do so because they feel alone. Or you pull somebody the into something.
Oh, you're talking about coming sideways.
I like how you did that. Yeah,
that's my mama's. That's my mama right there.
I like that.
She said, no, black people don't commit big ass. We commit sideways. We just lay down and go to sleep. We just gotta sleep on it.
I like that. I actually like that.
She just gotta lay down and sleep on it, baby. Wake up tomorrow's a new day.
I actually like that if you wake up.
But she always said, folks, I can come in sideways. I said, Mom, what the hell is sideways? Well, they say it like that. I said, Mom, what is sideways? You just lay down and go sleep.
I like that. Well, people do that because they feel lonely. And the purpose of the church and the gospel is to welcome us in. Okay. And it is to fight. People miss that the Bible itself is to fight against oppression and systems. And yet we find a way to enforce oppressions and systems against ourselves and others.
Y'all ain't no more better than the slave master using Christianity against the slaves.
Amen. Amen. I like that.
It's the truth.
But Donnie McClurkin should be fucking shamed. Because for the whole world to know that you are a homosexual and always have been a homosexual, for you to get your ass on that stage in 2008 and say what you said.
I need to find out Jonathan McRae.
As if people, and I often question the people who.
You didn't hear me.
Who. I often question the people who lay with these people. Because I wonder what is the conversation like after you've gone on that pulpit and said what you said. And you go and lay down with whoever you lay down with. How do they feel? Or do they agree, but yet you still, you know, do this act? You feel that it is so bad.
They gaslight the fuck out of them, sister. You up there doing such and such, I know, but you know I gotta do it for the church. And they gaslight them. And they're allowing themselves to be gaslit by bullshit.
True, but also I wonder, I'm saying if that person also agrees. Because sometimes
that's true.
Right. Sometimes we find people who also are on our playing field in agreements, but yet we do what we do, but yet we don't feel, we feel convicted. Because, you know, church would love that. Mm. You know, conviction of it all. So I wonder what that's like. What is the conversation or the feeling like? The sermon was great. What you said was great. Yeah, I'm being delivered because it is wrong. And then you kiss each other? What the fuck? What is that? What is that? Because again, people know Donnie. Donnie only has male partners. He don't have no female partners. He has only ever laid with men. Only men. From his teenage years on up until now. And I don't give a damn about him getting on certain platforms and saying, you know, yeah, I wish I did live my truth, because he has said that. That's been in the most recent 5 to 10 years where he did say that he wished he lived more so for himself, and maybe he would have someone, because his fear now is that he is going to die alone. He's going to die alone, and he wished that he had someone to call his own. No matter who it was, he has said that. And so, because I remember I posed the question, what was it, 2 weeks ago, in the car with Perry, about such and such, about asking, pause me. My woman, relax. Okay. Mm-hmm. I bet y'all. I had to give some context. Didn't want to name drop over here. When I said what I said about them, and asked, you know, how do you go on your entire life seeing everyone else, you know, dating and happy and things like that, but you have lived your life as a, not necessarily a lie, but you're just not upfront and honest about it. Like, people know, because you would be an idiot not to know. But like, at what point do you say, you know, I would love to have a relationship, but you have created this lifestyle of such, and you're not allowed to deviate from that in the now, mm-hmm. or ever, because of the view that people have of you, whether they know that it is false or not. And so my question was how. And when he name dropped the older one, it fucked me up.
Oh yeah, that fucked me up,
because I had never,
but if you look at him, you can tell. If now that he said that, you pay attention to it?
Yes. Gives me a mean holiday heart. And I hope they don't give that away, Jesus. I hope they don't give that away, Lord. I hope.
It's not.
Bitch.
It's not.
Bitch, you know them like I know them. And they are just as smart as us at catching shade.
The only one, I don't listen.
And he's just as smart as us at catching shade.
I ain't worried about that one.
But like,
they call you before they call me.
Me, Trevor, you up there, wait. He don't lie. Because I'm not in that conversation with myself. That fucked me up. That fucked me up. Because out of all these years, I had never looked at him and said, oh, okay, an old poem. An old queen. Oh, cool. Now, his attitude has sometimes thrown me off, but I just chalked it up to him being old and grumpy. Like, that's it.
Not old and punkish. But now it makes sense.
And his reference of when he called me a certain name after an artist, because I should have thought about a name, but what straight man would say that? Are you serious, bitch? Man. You serious? Bitch. But now, it makes sense. But it also brings to it, you've gotten up in age. You have no children. You have no partner. And so, what do you do? What is your conversation to yourself?
When you done all you can. That's Donnie.
Yeah, bitch.
Oh, yeah. He might have wrote that about that. So you just stand.
Bitch.
Let me look at these damn lyrics. Keep going.
Oh my God, not you for the. That's trying to say this man lyrics. But what do you do? What is the conversation that you have with yourself at night or with your friends of how you deal with not living in your truth? With not just being upfront about who you are, with creating this situation for yourself so that you won't be, I guess I want to say, persecuted by the public eye. What is that?
These lyrics. The second verse goes, tell me, how do you handle the guilt of the past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? And how can you smile? How can you smile while your heart has been broken and filled with pain? Tell me, what do you give when you give an all? Seems like you can't make it through. You just stand. You stand and been not entangled in the bondage again. You stand and endure. God has a purpose. Yes, God has a plan. The beginning is, what do you do when you've done all you can? It seems like it's never enough. Mm-hmm. And what do you say when your friends turn away and you're all alone? Mm-hmm. Donnie told him himself in that song.
Punk. But so, to my point, you waste your years doing this, preaching that, trying to make yourself and other people feel like you don't have to be that way. That if you come out of it, you know, that you'll get the retribution in Christ that you need. But what happens when that retribution never comes? Because you are not honest with yourself. Not saying even if you are, because we know a lot of people who are honest with themselves and they are single and they go on in life being single because sometimes love just does not happen.
And a lot of them are perfectly fine with that.
Yes. Yes. I do agree with that.
They just be passing around and they just be like, this is all I need.
Right. Because some of them don't want that companion. Like, don't. Some people don't want those feelings. Not those, because when you do have those feelings, you also have to deal with the feeling of loss beyond measure.
And that's, this also goes in this context, but it also goes into the fact of when I, because you know, I have a couple of older gay friends. Girl, leave me alone. And at least I'm not laying with them.
You ate that. Shady.
Shady as hell, but at least I'm not laying with
you
them.
You ate that.
And I have no desire to.
You ate that.
There's an age requirement around here.
Uh-huh. A low age requirement.
A low age requirement. You can't do nothing for me.
Nah.
Unless you're paying bills. But, you know, they get up in the age.
Who the fuck is this?
They get up in the age where they all always be like, I'm up in this age. And you're just now trying to settle down and it seems like it's not working. One, because y'all be stuck in y'all fucking ways. Mm-hmm. Let it go. Two, you can be like one of them and date my age.
Mm.
And you're 45.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just be single. Because if you look at it, a lot of black older gays are just single. Yes. And a lot of times that's not by choice.
I agree with that. I do agree with that.
And I always go to what happened.
But I also think about, to be in this space of, I'm lonely. And you're in a friend group of, I'm lonely. And it's like that conversation of, when we think about people who say, oh, I'm interested in this, I'm interested in this, I mean, these are my interests. These don't feel my, like the mass for mass folks. All this interest, all this is what you're looking for. And there are several of you looking for the same thing.
The pool is small.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Because if you're all looking for the same thing, why haven't you found each other?
Oh.
Your friend group may be small. And not saying date your friends, but sometimes you may be missing your soulmate in that friend. You just, it's the friendship.
Rephrase that. Krishna used it against me.
What?
date your friends. You know that whole thing. Anyway. Yeah, I keep this.
Oh, you almost pulled me in. I almost walked right into the. I was going to open your door. I was going to open your door and kick his down. You. One day, the chickens will come home to roost. And when I get through, eggs will be laid.
Okay?
All right. You just let me know you're ready.
Anyway,
like I was saying, the friendship pool of that may be small, but if I like the same things and you like the same things, he likes the same things and he likes the same things, well, bitch, why haven't we found each other?
Because truly none of y'all are masks for masks. And you're not finding the masculinity that you're looking for. Because none of y'all gonna find it because you don't see it in them, nor do you really truly see it in yourselves. And all of you masks for masks niggas want to be a princess. You want the fucking princess treatment. Bitch, how are you gonna be a fucking princess? Who gonna be the...
Who gonna be boy?
That's all I'm saying. And it's just be... If people be looking at me weird when they be like, you date more feminine guys? Yeah, I date whoever comes my way. I don't like trans women. I date whoever comes my way.
Take a trans man down.
I would take a trans man down through the... I just can't do titties at the top, dick at the bottom. I can't do that.
And cannot.
I just can't do that.
Scare me.
What she said was scared me. Ah, she saw me.
But I just can't do it. But y'all get, why y'all not dating each other? Because you're not, that's not what you're interested in. You see the quote unquote masculine, but as soon as that bitch show you a little bit of feminine energy, you're done. But it's, but you're like, not gonna find it because you also exude feminine energy and he doesn't want that from you either.
And that's what's wild. Because to say that we are lonely, to say that you are lonely and you wished you had done these things, you wish, but you've wasted your years. And so instead of, I don't want to say.
Real quick, also the whole master mass thing, it's nothing but a motherfucking dominance issue. Because if once you get a master mass situation and they end up being one is the top and one is the bottom, you're going to get some type of pleasure of bitching that nigga out. It's a dominance thing. It's a dominance situation here as well. Who can be, who has the bigger dick? 9 times out of 10, who has the wider hole? But, you know, and most of the mass niggas are bottoms.
That was word. My only tidbit would be that, as someone who be, you know, I'm always gonna win the dominance. I don't give a fuck if I am the bottom. I'm just a naturally dominant person. I
can agree for that for myself.
I'm just a naturally dominant person. Like, my personality is...
You know, sometimes it scare people.
Huh? What you mean?
Because they don't expect it.
I see it. I agree.
You know, I'm very... People suspect me to be very soft.
You're 6'6".
I'm 6'3".
Same thing. I don't.
Based on my voice and how I act and my mannerisms, people expect me to be soft.
You're 6'6". And I guess because they don't know you like I know. But exactly. you don't have that. Like, you... When I first saw you, it didn't give... Fam. Softy. It didn't give that. It. We just gave boy. So I don't... These niggas be, these
weird
be punks. They be scary. And not even punks. They be punks. They be scary as shit.
What was you about to say earlier?
I forgot. Probably back to the point of these niggas being lonely.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't understand it. Because if you waste your years focused on being excluded for being who you are? How do you truly find happiness when you've gotten to the point of you just don't care anymore? And yes, we will hope that one would find each other. But we know that that just doesn't happen. Because you've wasted all the fun time. One thing he said in that sermon was, he's 50 and now he's just now starting to live his life for him and have fun. Bitch, what do you think that meant? Because that for damn sure didn't mean you, like, what do you think that meant? You're just starting to live for you at 50. That is the most egregious thing. And I say that having a parent that just now started to live their life for themselves about 10 years ago.
Shit.
And it was hard.
Ain't our parents the same age?
Yeah.
Yours was 10 years ago? I was like, what? Five?
Five. And like what I can say, the older she gets, right? The older she gets, the more free she spreads her wings of not giving damn about other people. And I just wish my mom could have been herself in her teens and her twenties. I wish, because I think she would have pushed herself to do more sometimes. She would have had the confidence. My mom has always had a.
She never told you that.
What you mean?
That.
What? Does she?
Wish she would have did that.
Yeah.
Oh, mine ass too.
Yeah. And how we got to it was when we clashed about what I said about my grandmother's. And she felt like I excluded her. And she felt that way only because I did highlight them a lot because they were a staple point. But I didn't highlight her enough. And I think it's because I highlight my mom to her face. I don't highlight it on this sometimes, and I think I should do more of that. Because the reason why I am the way I am is because of how my mom raised me. Very hard, very tough, but also very emotional. Which is why I am very empathetic. I can be as nice.
I'm about to figure out how to get that.
I think your parallel is that you were raised by a man as well. And so there are certain things, even with that, and even how your mom raised you, that just cut that because you shouldn't be. But there were some things my mom could not detach from because her as a person, my mom is so nice. My mom will literally let you push her in a corner before she hits you in your jaw. And I'm not even talking about like just in the corner. No, she will let you have her ball down in tears before she hits you in your jaw. Bitch, I'm not letting you get that far. And she taught me to never let it get that far. But there are things that my grandmothers did for me that I wish they did for her. Because she did say they knew. They knew. And they didn't shun her for it. They just said, be careful. Be careful. You may feel this way, but be careful. Maybe you just... And so they didn't refine her. They didn't give her the comfort that was needed in being someone that was interested in the same sex. And you see in it, or you see signs of it, the way they did for me as a child. And if she had gotten that, I think my mom would be 10 times as much as the person that she is today. Even in her confidence level, again, there are things my mom is confident in because she's just confident in sports. My mom's always been confident in sports. Medicine, she's always been confident in that. Like, but there are certain aspects of confidence my mom didn't have that she just had to get for herself. And dating women was one of them at first. And then when she found her footing and saying, well, I really don't care what people think. When she found the confidence to tell people, no. Hell no. To not give your all to people, whether that is your time, your money, your emotions. She's been selling up. And I feel that if she had certain things that I had, that it wouldn't have taken this long. While she's having her fun in the now, I wish she could have had the fun then too. Because you miss it. Like you miss the shit. You miss the shit. My mom is 50 and just now traveling the world. Just now. And how many of us can say that for our parents? Some of our parents, they start traveling, but
I can only say my mom is very well traveled domestically. Right. And that's because of my dad and trucking.
Right. But not
worldwide.
Right. Domestically, yes, because she's a nurse. So of course she's traveled around. Mm. But like talking about going, getting on a plane and going out internationally, my mom would never.
My kid's talking about getting a passport, but still ain't went and got that passport yet.
She might as well.
She.
But it's stuff like that. And so when you compass that back around people who are so cultivated in the church and try to hide or get rid of who they are, you've wasted your younger years when you could have been building your happiness. Because if people are going to accept you, they're going to accept you. They're going to love you. They're going to love you.
For who you are.
For you, you are. And people love to say in spite of. And no, it is not in spite of. Because saying in spite of says that something is wrong. When there's nothing wrong. You put in spite of is, yes, I love you. In spite of you being no bitches. I love you. I love you. In spite of your coke usage. I love you. Phones. In spite of you being a murderer. I love you in spite of you cheating on me. I love you in spite of that. But I love you in spite of you being a fucking homosexual does not fit the bill. Because that has nothing to do with you. That does not affect you in any way, shape, or form. I love you in spite of you being a pedophile. I love you in spite of. Because when we talk about parental relationships, a parent's job is to have unconditional love. Mm-hmm. And when we say we seek to be like Christ, it is to be like Him in unconditional love. Like Christ, not like God. Because that love is not unconditional. Again, Jehovah. Sweeping through the city. Sweeping through the... Bitch, you did what? You did what? Y'all better take time to read after he got Moses and them crossed that goddamn lake. Huh. Take time to read past it. Huh. If you don't know, yeah. Moses was sat down. Moses had to pass that staff to the left.
I need to read past it. Okay.
You ain't never read the full bitch.
I've never read the full
with
thing.
The tablet. When he started making the tablet, bitch, them fucking people fucked around and thought that their end all be all was a fucking cow. They were worshiping a cow. And here's why I can understand that. Look, think about a cow. Think about a cow. Stay with me, y'all. Think about a cow. You can get milk from a cow.
Right.
You can get food from a cow.
Right.
Get clothing from a cow.
Right.
And so when you think of Jehovah, the provider,
uh-huh.
And this cow has the ability to provide for you through the seasons, and you can make more and herd more and still be provided through all the seasons, I can see why God was finna smite them people. He was finna take them off the map. You telling me that I just delivered you bitches from Pharaoh and you have the audacity
to worship a cow?
The unmitigated gall to be worshiping this motherfucking cow? Bitch, you better tell them that I'm the I am. Don't matter the name, bitch, I am. And it ain't that punk ass cow over there. You better tell them hoes before I do. Cause when I tell them, either bitches going back or bitches ain't going nowhere.
I told my cousin the day, God was a YN.
Yeah. The original. The original. the original. That's why it's called fire and brimstone. That is why. Because God was nothing to be played with. You said what? To who? You've been where? With who? Okay. Hell yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Take a... Yeah. Yeah, we'll start over. To Jerusalem we go. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Dang, you really started over so many times so you got to Jerusalem. Until they got to Jerusalem. And they still ain't built the temple back in Jerusalem yet.
Hmm.
Everything to go somewhere else.
Hmm. There's a reason why in the church house we say we're going to the new Jerusalem. New Jerusalem is supposed to be heaven. Because if New Jerusalem ever sees fucking earth, we're going to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to die.
They don't talk about rebuilding the temple. They ain't rebuilt it yet.
Yeah, no.
They say, yeah, don't do that.
We're going to fucking die. New Jerusalem is supposed to be heaven. If it sees earth, we're done. No. No. Because you know what? Hell
can
yeah.
I at least just go up? I want to deal with it. That's going to end worse than the motherfucking end of the Bible.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time anyway. I don't care.
Sister.
It's hot now. The fuck?
You know, some of us struggle with that. That's awesome. I will go into a full panic.
What you going to panic for?
I don't know.
Bitch, how long is this?
Hour 22.
Oh.
We going to hour 30.
What you panicking for?
I don't know. It's just...
You ain't even gonna know.
Into the unknown. That's the thing. I like knowing shit.
White. Straight white. A loud ringing. Technically trumpet, but I'm pretty sure it's gonna be like a loud ringing in the ears. That makes me nervous sometimes. When rings, they be like, oh, you know, ringing in the ears is good. Da, 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 you know, you can still. Bitch. That fucking trumpet horns off. It's gonna be like a ringing in the fucking ears.
My mama always believed that the trumpet doesn't sound for everybody. When it's your time to go, that's when you hear a trumpet.
Yes. That's why I said the ringing, because you'll hear ringing, but the person next to you will not. That shit is scary. That shit is scary. Because what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
People, you're like, this guy trying to tell you something too. I'm about to die?
2 weeks.
I'm about to go up. Anybody ask you where I'm going? Where, sister, I'm going to let you know this now. I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell everybody. Oh, if no. I shall go early and that song is not sung at my funeral, I'm haunting it. Every motherfucker who was in charge of my funeral.
Oh, we're going up yonder?
Yes. That's my shit. And get the right bitch to sing it.
Over.
Because if it's not sung right, I'm gonna I'ma rise. I'ma rise. The ground, what they said, the ground shook and the stone rolled away. The ground is gonna shake and I'm gonna you gonna see that eye open up. Get somebody else. If it's not sung right, I'ma be. It's gonna be.
Oh my God. Bro, you know what I just thought about? What they should sing tomorrow is When Sunday Comes. I don't know why people don't sing that during the resurrection service, but that is a staple fucking song. Have you ever heard When Sunday Comes?
Probably not.
Beat by Daryl Cooley?
Probably have, probably not.
That's a song.
Okay, if I hear it, I probably know what it is.
That's a fuck.
You know, I grew up on 104.3. Hallelujah FM.
I don't know if they play because it's a long song. And he do a lot of hollering.
You know, they be...
He do a lot of hollering.
Skipping over stuff sometimes.
Like, he spend the first 2 minutes of the song hollering.
Oh.
It's, like, worse than I Won't Complain. I'm not gonna hold you. Yeah.
I'm tired of this girl wearing the same outfits.
Yeah, mind your manners. Anyway, Donnie McClurkin.
I mean, I do the same thing because if I like an outfit.
You wild, blue, whole head, and whore. Because yes, he's a bottom.
And yes, I've heard the story.
Wow.
Find peace. Find love. Because nobody likes to be miserable. And I say that coming from a church with a full community and returning upon my teenage years to damn near dust because the people who occupied the church, the children that occupied the church, grew into themselves. And because they had heard certain things said about others, they left and never came back. You know what I would give to see the people who used to like patron at my home church, especially in that choir? I would give the moon and the stars to know where they are, to know who they are.
Me and Passion was talking about that one day. It wasn't me. It was like with me and Passion about how all the kids that used to go to my uncle's church, and we was deep in there. Where are they now? I have no idea. Not in the church house.
Right.
Because it was so, this is my church trauma talking, so unwelcoming. And it seemed like the church only revolved around my uncle and his family, not the Guilfords, his wife's family. My whole family knows that, down to his son, so don't even play stupid. He just started trying to come back around in the recent, but the damage is done.
Yes. And so now you don't know who they are, but they make sure never to return. And I know from my church, I know most of them were. Most of them were gay. Men and women, most of them were gay.
It was, even in the homosexual realm, it was even more than that. Just kids growing up here and shit that they are, that they want to do. Mm-hmm. You're condemning it like a motherfucker, saying these people going to go to hell for it. Mm-hmm. They don't want to be around that.
Right.
Yeah, I don't want to be around that. It's about like I was telling, I was probably doing a little bit of oversharing. But I was like, you know, and like I was telling the girl who's working with me getting in the choir, like I was telling her.
Right.
I said, I haven't truly sung in a choir since high school. She said, why? I said, I went to a church where I was put in the back and told to sit down and play my saxophone and be quiet. She was like, really? I was like, they was like, I was legit told. I said, I mean, this one day I asked the lead praise leader, the one who asked me about playing that Sunday. I asked her, I said, do you ever think one Sunday I could, you know, sing Made Away? I said, I really love this song. No, you can't do that because you're going to end up sounding better than me and I don't want that. She meant every word.
Jealousy in the church house is crazy.
Also, like I said, Jared and Keon could also sing. Did not want me to overshine them. Also, remember, I was the lowest paid musician in that church. Because I allegedly couldn't come to church every Sunday because I had school and work.
What do you have to do with you playing? Because if you play, you play.
So while they was getting $200 a month, I got $25 a Sunday. And I only got paid when I showed up.
I'd have been a bitch every Sunday on purpose.
I couldn't, sister. I had to work.
On purpose. You said showed up, meaning say play.
No, I had to play.
Damn.
I would have to play.
Play this recording in the bad pool.
I would have to play.
That right there is, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Then it was one Sunday. We had an hour 30 IBI. It was one Sunday where, you know, I had missed a couple of church services because school. Bitch, I got books to pay for.
Right.
And my uncle turned and looked at musicians and said, Jared, you know the Lord's going to tell me to tell you he's going to bless you because you're in here every Sunday. You don't make excuses because you got to go to work and got school. And he looked at me. And then and there, after he finished that quote-unquote prophecy, I bust into tears, packed my saxophone, walked out the back door, got in my car, and left. And that was the last time I had went to that church until my first time going back was when they moved to that new campus. And it was after a couple, it was Easter Sunday when me and Christian were talking. That was my first time going back in years. I had never stepped foot in that church since. And I meant I wasn't going to step back in that church. Because also, after me and Jerry had gotten into our argument, and we wasn't cool for a minute. And I had...
I tear that arch up.
Yeah, and I had... That was my first time. And that was last year. So last year was my first time stepping in that church since 20... It was supposed to have to be 2020. Me and Jerry moved out from that thing in 20. He moved out in 2019.
It's just time to the hard check. Y'all already wants to come back. It's in the bag. I can wait till service finish. I tell that hard check up. Y'all, first up. Hold on. Because I done been to a many churches in my day.
This we gotta go.
Hey, bitch, I done been to a many churches. Bitch, we pulled up to that fucking church house. And I'm thinking, because you know, New Age stuff, some of these churches, they be in like convention centers or like, you know.
But
like
you saw the other hall.
Yeah, I did. That's where I thought we was going. Bitch, but it's something sitting across the street. And I'm like, sister, what is that? This bitch wasn't sure. He's like, I'm pretty sure that's the chapel. And I said, bitch, I know hell. Because that's a fat ass triangle. And it's going into the ground. What is that? And so I'm like, surely we not going in there. Oh, bitch, somebody walked in and everybody else started migrating. I said, sister, that is not of God. That is a triangle. It is going into the ground. It is going, y'all. If y'all saw this shit here, I'm talking about
the shingles going down.
The shingles were going to the ground. Was fucking me up. I was cussing before I knowed it because it was fucking up my mental. Because I ain't never seen no shit like this. Okay, but so we make it in the church house. We sit in the back because you know I'm not sitting in the middle or in the front of somebody's church. I don't know where I'm at.
I wasn't sitting back regardless.
We were sitting in the back. So I'm doing my survey because I gotta know what's going on in here. Because why is this a fucking triangle going into the ground? Bitch, it was a fucking arch. They done made the fucking church like the fucking ark. Out of all the things.
They didn't do it. It was already made beforehand. It was somebody else's.
Were they white?
Possibly.
That explains a lot. Ain't never seen nothing like it. And I was terrified. Still am. Cause that shit is unfucking natural. That shit's unnatural. The arc for your church. Now, the way the sound bounces off that bitch, immaculate. I must say so. Immaculate.
Mean alto too.
They were the meanest alto section as a collective I've ever seen. I was so glad because if they had split them parts, I was gonna holler.
I knew a part wasn't gonna get split ever.
I was scared. I'm like, okay, this right here means they finna split the part because this is where a part gets split. They just split. I said, okay, they can hold on strong to these alto notes. One voice. Amen. Because if it splits,
they don't practice.
One can tell. But you know, doesn't matter because they've given praise to God. Amen. Amen. Get us out of here.
Bye, y'all.
Y'all done heard us ramble on and talk this shit. We gonna find some. No, we not finding the structure. That defeats the fucking purpose.
That defeats the purpose of a podcast. It's for conversation, to spark conversation, just meant to have conversation about random conversations. Anyway, pieces of blessings and manifestations. Remember. They hung them high.
Whoa.
And they stretched them wide.
Yes. They put nails in his hands.
Yeah.
Nails.
Yeah.
In his foot. They pierced his side with a spur. And he still lived.
Hey.
Oh, my shot time wasn't until his mother went and prayed a good prayer. And said, Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me, O God? And then he hung his head and took his last breath. And when they took him to the tomb, and they locked him in and they wrapped his body. And an angel came and he spoke to him and he said, get up. Get up. And there was a rumble in thine jungle.
It was a rumble in the ground. And the stone rolled away.
And the stone rolled away.
And he went back to be with his father.
Oh, my. And when they entered,
he was not there.
There was nobody.
No, he was not there.
On the third day, what they said, baby, he got up.
Somebody stole that man. Be blessed.
And we know Romans can be trusted. They probably was in there drinking that man's blood.
Heavy on that probably was in there drinking that man's blood.
Yes, you know them goddamn Romans could not be trusted. And until the wicked did that man fight. Ain't no telling. They was mad at the Greeks for being homos and they was. By God, today, King James. They was whores. God be blessed. I'll be there.